The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, this is letter number 3683. Baruch Hashem, dated the 29th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvov. The Rebbe is addressing it to with the great titles of Rav HaGohen, Avram Yisrael Moshe Sheyichia Solomon. Sholom Avracha. Now, I guess what they were doing, they started, there's two Talmuds. You have the Babylonian Talmud and you have the Jerusalem Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud is the one that is more commonly studied in all the yeshivas and all the different places where they study. They study the Babylonian Talmud, but the Jerusalem Talmud is not as, but as the time went on, people started publishing and making it into better volumes and more accessible. And, you know, as even till today, they have different classes in it and schedules to finish the whole thing. But in any event, so the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write about the tractates of the Jerusalem Talmud. So the Rebbe says, as of now, I only received one volume of the tractate Brachot, but not the volumes of Peya, Demai, and Maaser Sheni, which you mentioned in your letter. I did not receive that volume, not the volumes of the other ones. And the Rebbe gives them a blessing that they're doing the great work, that they should be successful in doing, you know, the wants of Hashem, doing Hashem's work to disseminate also the study of the Jerusalem Talmud. That's what they were about, to help people study the Jerusalem Talmud, that they should study as well. And the Rebbe references, it's known what the Mittler Rebbe, the middle Rebbe, that's the son of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, what he said about the Jerusalem Talmud. The Mittler Rebbe speaks very importantly about the Jerusalem Talmud, and the Rebbe references where the it was printed in the Shadi Eiro, and the Rebbe tells the version where it's printed over there. And the Rebbe blesses him with success, and for the other rabbis who are involved in this project. And the Rebbe is also writes a PS that he's sending a check, a script, to for the expenses of the postage. The Rebbe is, they sent it to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is paying for the postage for them. But the Rebbe says, because I am so happy, it's dear to me. So as the Rebbe said, I said, at least as I'm rushing, I make a few notes in the on the booklet of Chidushei, so that's his, the one who writes it, Chidushei Harav Avram Yisrael Moshe, that's the writer. He had some at the end of the booklet, he wrote some, that's in the end of the volume that he wrote over there. So, just quickly, some of the topics over there. Over there, there's a question whether the reading of the Shema is based on the rabbis, which means the obligation to read the Shema is not a Torah command, but it's a rabbinic command. That's the discussion. And if it's from the rabbis, he says, then we will not make a fence around it. It's hard for me to have to look it up, but I'm thinking that I'm thinking that there is an opinion over there that's brought down that if the origin is rabbinic, then we don't make like a protection for it. You wouldn't make sure, you wouldn't go and say, okay, you know, let's make sure that create a fence around it, then we would don't make a siyug. But the Rebbe references, I think, the Gemara and the Bavli, in the Talmud Bavli, it says, Chachomim osu siyug li divreim tfilas arvis. The Rebbe tries to show him, that's what I think, I may be making a mistake, but I think the Rebbe, you know, the Ma'ariv prayer is essentially from the rabbis. A person is supposed to, the Shachris at Mincha originally, now it's everything is an obligation, but originally it was only Shachris at Mincha, and the rabbinic Arvit, Tfilat Arvit is only from the rabbis. But yet in the Talmud it says that the rabbis were afraid a person is going to come home and he's going to eat and drink and then he'll fall asleep and then he's going to miss out on davening Maariv. So the Chachamim said, as soon as you come home, you have to daven Maariv. Don't do anything before you daven Maariv. So the Rebbe, I think, is trying to show that even though the whole Maariv is midrabbanon, it's from the rabbis, and yet the rabbis were worried that you might miss it out. So we do make a fence around it. The Rebbe point out that at least in the Babylonian Talmud. Again, I have to look in more into see what exactly is talking about. The Rebbe also references a Shagas Arya Siman Aleph to the end of the chapter. The Rebbe brings a point over there. Then another interesting thing over there in the beginning of the fifth chapter. So it says in the Talmud over there in the Yerushalmi, better than the Jerusalem Talmud, they say that whenever you finish something, like when you conclude, let's say, a tractate, you should always conclude with something positive. Don't, you know, finish up with something positive. In a similar, it says over there that when you're saying goodbye to a friend, which is like finishing up your, let's somebody's moving and you're moving out, it also says finish up with a Torah study. So what's the connection? That's what he's asking them. What's the connection finishing up a Torah portion and saying goodbye to somebody? And I guess the Rebbe's quoting from what he says over there. So the Rebbe brings out like this. I mean, I'm just giving out just some ideas about what it's talking about, but again, this needs to be clarified, looked inside. So the Rebbe says these two matters have been articulated in the Braisa, but in the Yerushalmi it's just a brief version. And the Rebbe quotes from the Tosefta and the Gemara in the Gemara in Babli in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. This is the Gemara Brachas in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So there it says like this, that I gotta correct myself. So the Gemara over there talks about, he says, before you start to daven, you don't start davening being upset or being lazy and not out of laughter and not schmoozing and not of lightheadedness and not of just wasteful talk, but you have to have a joy of a mitzvah. So before you start davening, you have to be joyful from a mitzvah. And then it continues and it says, when you're saying goodbye to your friend, you should not just schmooze or laughter or lightheadedness and not just wasteful talk, but also through a halachic matter. He brings the proof because we see that the earlier prophets, they concluded their words with words of praise and comfort. So basically, what's the connection between going to daven and saying goodbye. So the Rebbe says, so the evidence, he says, because the Nevi'im, the prophets, when we say that they used to finish with words of praise and comfort when they finished, so this applies. So when you're saying goodbye to someone, you're basically finishing up your connection with him at the present. So you should finish it up with words of I guess of Torah. And the Rebbe says it's actually more fitting to understand how when you say goodbye to someone, just like when you the prophets, when they finish their words, they're always saying praise and comfort. So when you finish, so it's more fitting there than about that when you daven, you should and Rebbe references. The thing is, the issue over here is the Gemara in the Talmud. It says also, if you talk about a halacha, it says you will remember your friend. Let's say if you discuss an issue, a topic of halacha, that will help you. That will help you remember him, because you'll always remember, oh, we discussed this idea. But that is a separate. So it seems like, first of all, you should always finish your relationship or finish your saying goodbye, because you always have to finish with good words. There's an additional thing, because that way you'll remember it. And the Rebbe gives that various different places. Again, this is just a little bit over there. Then there's another thing over there. Rebbe makes a note to him that a Jewish person always has mitzvahs around him, or especially about men, we say they always have mitzvahs. They have a yarmulke, they have tzitzis, you always have mitzvahs on you. So it says over there that when King David went into the bathhouse and he was undressed, so he says he found himself naked. He says, oh, I don't have any mitzvahs. Until he saw his bris milah. So he said he has a milah because he had a bris. He had a circumcision. So that's the mitzvah that he has. That's what it's brought down. So he had a question. He says, but according to the opinion, there is an opinion that says that one is permitted to think words of Torah in the restroom. There's one opinion that you can. So he could have thought words of Torah. Why did he say that he's naked? He doesn't have any mitzvahs. He can think Torah in that situation. And he goes back and forth about it. That's the discussion in his booklet. And the Rebbe says that's not really a question to begin with. Because what he had in mind to explain is to explain the advantage of each and every one of the Jewish people that they are surrounded with mitzvahs, even when they're not intending at all to do it. You know, there are certain mitzvahs you have all the time, like you're wearing your tzitzis or whatever, you don't think about that I'm doing a mitzvah. You're just wearing it. You're just doing it. So he said that even without intention, of course, if you're going to think words of Torah, you're going to have the mitzvah of thinking about Torah. And the Rebbe references also in the Talmud of Menachos, in which it says God surrounded them. But meaning, it's not what you're thinking is, but really, Hashem surrounds you with mitzvahs. It's not your doing, but you have those mitzvahs automatically. It says over there in the Gemara that Hashem loves the Jews. He gave them mitzvahs, the tefillin on their head, and the tefillin on their hand, and the tzitzis on their garments, the mezuzah on the doors. So it's all what Hashem gave. So we see that that's what he was talking about, so that when he went into the bathroom, he didn't see any of the mitzvahs. He says, but it's not talking about mitzvahs that you could do. So there's no really any place for this question. He could have learned Torah. That's not, we're talking about things automatically. He says, according in your perspective, should ask even a greater question. You're asking if you can think the words of Torah, you can, so because for sure there is certain obligation of the heart that one is obligated all the time. Like you have to believe in Hashem, you know, there's only one Hashem, to love Hashem. Those are mitzvahs that are all this, but those are not automatic mitzvahs that you are given, that you have inherently, but it's something which is up to the person. The Rebbe says even more than that. When a person proclaims and says, oh, I don't have any mitzvahs, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah by saying that, because you have the fear of Hashem, the belief in Hashem. Obvious, so you're always mekayim mitzvahs, but that's not what we're talking about, what the person is doing. We're talking about mitzvahs that Hashem gave us to keep us always surrounded in the mitzvahs, even not the mitzvahs that we are doing. So the Rebbe rejects his question over there about this piece of Talmud. So here the Rebbe just discusses with him several ideas. The Rebbe is thankful for the work that he's doing. And the Rebbe points out, again, this thing has to be looked at a little bit more just to get the whole, this is just the gist of it, but there is a lot more detail to going through this.